killed him. Impossibly huge, stood in water that was waist deep for him. He stood uneasily, buffeted by the tiny waves. His head was between them and the clouds. The hand they were on was above the water at a height several times as great as Merlane had been able to carry him. Fingers the size of tree trunks were bent protectively over them.
Look at that!
Above them, not nearly as far as she had imagined, was the cliff and the castle and the split and fallen sides of its tower.
No!
What had they done? What had the magic done? What had she done? The orcs would be angry with a certain justice. Brutalists would want a war. In back of them was the collapsed tower, burying with it all the hope they had of getting the opal and not creating a disaster. Orcs, big orcs, though now far below, were lining up with bows on the island. Kildum slammed a mighty fist down on the arcs. The platform of flesh lowered, the fingers unclenched, and there was the island and the ruined tower. The castle roof was now gone, and its broken windows were sad, open eye sockets. Orcs were scattered all over the island, and some were in the sea. Kildum struck down a finger. He poked it into a window, then withdrew it, cracking stone. The wall shivered and fell, stone upon stone. His breath alone completed the castle's destruction. The surviving orc stood in the dust of the fallen castle facing it. Where the castle had been, there was now only a pile of rocks.
Oh, Kildum! What have you done? What have you done?
He blew the orcs down. Windy, ain't he?
Oh, Charles! Must you make jokes even now?
It's true! He did blow on them.
Do you think you could reach his mind? Get in it, as you did with that big bird?
You know I can't. The bird was receptive. Your magic had summoned it. It was waiting for traveling orders. But Kildum is just a dumb king. He's not waiting for anyone's orders.
You tried?
Yes. He doesn't block the way Auntie John did. I can get his thoughts, but I can't influence them.
Merlane had to try herself.
Take us home! Take us home this instant!
I wonder if I'm taller than the deepest part of the ocean. I wonder where the orcs' underwater city is. I'd like to see their city while I'm here. I wonder if I can breathe water.
What's he thinking?
He thinks he wants to go wading in the ocean. He thinks he wants to see if he can breathe water.
Kill them, you dummy! Take us away from here!
There was no indication that the giant heard. Merlane peered down. Below, it was like an incredible storm as each foot disturbed the ocean. Kildum was walking, carrying them away from the island, away from any hope of rescue when he returned to normal size. And how soon would that be? She had no experience with Alice Water, gulped on top of Alice Water. Fog rolled in, soon surrounding them like a blanket. Still, the giant splashed on, seeming happy and carefree in his explorations. Oh, the arrogance and carelessness of size. Looking down now, Merlane could see nothing but gray. Then, suddenly, very suddenly, there was a whoosh feeling, a dropping, as if in the department store's magical razor and lowerer. The waves lapped just beneath the hand. No, he wasn't getting smaller, yet, for the size of the hand hadn't changed. He was just wading into deeper water. The hand raised just a bit. Now she could see Kildum's giant leather jerkin, and just beneath the water, his impossibly wide buckled belt. Kildum was wading now in an ocean that, for him, was waist deep. Whoosh again, and the hand elevated as the water rose. Water splashed them, wetting them, and then there was Kildum's enormous head and neck, like an island in the sky. He was looking all around the water, searching. Kildum stared well past his hand. It was as if his enormous eyes saw something the rest of them could not yet see. Suddenly, a great triangular sail loomed, and below it, a ship with a long, sharpened bow. The bow of the boat was for ramming other vessels, but at the moment its objective was to ram at full sailing speed into the face of one normally small, but now giant, boy. The ship bearing down on them was loaded with orcs, armed orcs. It was toy-sized to kill them, but a toy that was downright dangerous. Fingers tightened over them, shutting out the light. But this was no fishing vessel. It was a warship, and even a giant windbag would be hard put to send it down.